All things bright and beautiful? Really?
Answers with Ken Ham, a well-known creation evangelist. Well, Ken, when we look at today's world, we see death, violence, and suffering. And yet, we all sing the hymn, All Things Bright and Beautiful, the Lord God made them all. Why?
Well, let me give you a good Australian illustration here. Imagine you're in the rainforest of Australia's tropical north and you touch a gimpy gimpy tree. It's a poisonous stinging tree. While running to the ocean to wash the painful area, you step on one of our deadly blue-ringed octopi. And as you fall back in excruciating pain, you're stung by one of the dreaded sea stingers. It'll kill you in minutes. You then stumble out of the ocean and fall into a crocodile-infested river. And just as you're grabbed by a man-eating crocodile, you start singing the hymn, All things bright and beautiful, the Lord God made them all. Now, don't get me wrong, we do see beauty in God's creation, but I think we need another verse for this hymn, maybe something like, All things marred and mutated, the Lord God cursed them all. You see, it's important to understand why this world has beauty and ugliness. The whole of creation is groaning because of the judgment of the curse God placed on what was once a paradise. We live in a world of beauty, but marred by sin.
Were there millions of years of death and bloodshed before Adam was created? Or did death and suffering come after the first man? We answer that question in Ken Ham's free booklet, The 6 Days of Creation. It can be received when you log on to our attractive website, AnswersRadio.com. AnswersRadio.com.